in all aspects.
啊，不能只是片面的了解。
Not just to understand on a very superficial level.
那当然，最不好的现象就是说，啊，不是根据圣经啊，圣经完全没有记载的。
And what is something that's dangerous is sometimes there tend to be things that's not recorded in the Bible.
啊，所以我们现在就按照我们刚刚所读的三段圣经啊，来分成五个方面。那作为下午啊来学习的目标。
So from these three different gospel and their perspective, we will come up with five points for us to study in this afternoon's service.
那第一个就是害了热病。
The first is to be recorded that is they had she had a fever.
啊，什么是热病啊
？What is fever?
那么第二个是彼得的岳母啊，她也生病了。
Peter's mother-in-law had, she was sick.
那第三个是祷告的道理，就是代祷的道理。
The second teaching is the intercession of, the sermon of intercession.
那第四个是主耶稣医治彼得的岳母，他还热病。
The third part is where Jesus cured and healed, the mother-in-law of Peter.
那第五个是他被医好了以后，就马上啊服侍众人。
And the fifth part was immediately after she was healed, she served people.
啊，那来查考第一个啊，他还有热病。
The first part was she was inflicted with fever.
啊，那每个人都要体温呢。
Everyone had the body temperature.
啊，正常的体温是正常的，这个我们平常说37度啊到38度。
Normal body temperature is 37 to 38 degrees Celsius.
那只要是超过38度以上啊，那就是稍微，那就三九度稍微发烧。
If you're towards 39 range, you are having a fever.
啊，40度的话就是发烧。
If you're in 40s, then you have a fever.
啊，41、42就是非常热的。
And that when you cross 40, you're in the very high fever zone.
那么不管温度多高，超过正常的范围，我们就说它是不正常。
Anything that's beyond what is normal will become abnormal.
那一般的热病为什么会发烧呢？哎，一般有些时候是外来的病菌啊所引起的。
And what causes fever is the external virus that attacks the body.
啊，是从外来的啊。
It's external.
啊，不是从里面的，是从外来的病菌。
It is the external virus that attacks from the outside.
那她害了这个热病啊。
When she inflicted with her fever.
那当然这是不正常的。
This is not normal.
那本来热心啊，这个正常体温是很好。
To have a normal body temperature, it's good.
热心也是很好啊。热心本来为主热心也是很好的。
To be fervent for Christ is a good thing.
啊，但是呢，过热哈。为主过热，这个过热就是不好。
But to be overzealous, that cross to a higher, burning point is not good.
那有时候过热是从外来的，让它过热啊，不是说神的灵的感动让它过热。
It could be external factor that caused the person to be overzealous, and it is not from the inner, movement of God.
我们看罗马书第十章。
Turn to Romans chapter 10.
罗马书第十章。
Romans 10.
第十章第二节。
Verse 2.
第十章第二节。
Romans chapter 10, verse 2.
我可以证明啊，他们向神有热心呐，但不是按着真知识。
For it can testify about them that they're zealous for God, but their zeal is not based on knowledge.
啊，保罗他自己有这个体验。
Paul had his own experience.
他以前也是不是按着真知识来热心的。
And in the past, he did not based on the right form of being zealous.
是按照传统啊，按照他们过去的传统来热心。
He was based on the tradition as being zealous.
那传统有些是好的，要继续保留啊。
There's some traditions that should be kept.
啊，比如说孝顺父母亲，这是好的，来保留啊。
For example, to show filial piety to your parents because this should be a tradition that should be kept.
那不能犯奸淫，这个是好的，要保留啊。
To not commit adultery is a good tradition that should be kept.
那这些是他们的祖宗留给他们的。
This is something the ancestor left behind.
可是超过主所教训的部分呢，就不是按照真知识。
But anything that beyond what the Lord Jesus has teach is not a true being true to be zealous.
但是保罗他以前是逼迫基督徒啊。
In the past, Paul persecuted the Christians.
不但是逼迫基督徒，是逼迫的非常厉害。他为了这个事情呢，非常热心。
Not only did he persecute them, he did it so zealously that it crossed the line.
热心到别人所做到还嫌得不够了。
To the point that he felt other people are not doing as much as he was.
所以他说：“我来哈，我去这个大祭司长那边领着证书哈。”逮捕令我去这里去逼迫基督徒捉拿基督徒
you guys have to be like me that go to the high priest to capture the warrant so that we can go persecute the Christians
所以他自己有体验他自己以前就是这个样子
so he had a personal experience that he was once felt that way
所以他才说我可以证明啊我可以证明因为我以前是这样子的
that is why he said I can testify because I was once like that before
他们向神是有热心
They had zealous towards God.
但是不是按着真知识。
But it's not based on knowledge.
所以这个是过热的。
This is overzealous.
那过热的话会有麻烦。
And being overzealous can cause problems.
我们来看约翰福音哈。
Turn to John.
约翰福音十六章。
The book of John, chapter 16.
约翰福音十六章的第一节跟第二节。
And verse 2.
约翰福音十六章第一。
John chapter 16 verse 1.
第一节，我已经将这些事告诉你们，使你们不至于跌倒、啊、第二节，那人要把你们赶出会堂啊，并且使我降到凡杀你们的我，你看到杀哦，不只是赶了，还要杀。那他们就以为啊，这是侍奉神呢、啊。
All this I have told you so that you will not go astray. They will put you out of the synagogue. In fact, a time is coming when anyone who kills you will think he is offering a service to God.
我说他们热心到怎么一个程度呢
？They were zealous to a certain point.
热心到要杀这些凡是他们啊跟他们传统信仰不一样的啊，全部要杀。
They will kill those who go against the tradition.
啊，所以我们看每个那、宗教哈、啊、都有一个啊，一定有一个支派哈、啊，叫做基本要义派啊。这个 fundamental 就是很基本的， oh. 好像回教也是有个基本教义派。
We see all these religious group. There is a fundamentalist.
那这个教义派是很极端的。
These fundamentalist group are very extremes.
凡是跟这些不一样的，就是要杀。
Anything that go against from being different, they will kill them.
那他们以为这样子是在侍奉神呢、啊、
？They felt like doing so. They are offering a service to God.
所以保罗说啊，这种不能够成就神的意，对神的意根本一点帮助都没有。
And Paul said that this does not fulfill what God has instructed because it has nothing to do with being a service to God.
这个不是按照真知识的热心呢、啊。
This is not being zealous based on the knowledge of truth.
那越热心呢、啊，逼迫越大。
The more zealous you are, the more persecution you face.
所以保罗他对一些信耶稣的人、耶稣的跟随者的逼迫是非常热心、非常积极的。
So Paul was very zealous to persecute all the Christians.
但是那个不是按照真知识的。
But this is not based on the true knowledge.
那不是为主的热心，不是为了主的热心呢。
If you're not zealous for God.
好，来我们看《使徒行传》。
Turn to Acts, Acts of Apostles.
二十一章啊，《使徒行传》二十一章二十节。
Chapter 21, verse 20.
使徒行传二十一章的二十节。
Acts chapter 21, verse 20.
他们听见就归荣耀与神，对保罗说：“啊，兄台，啊，你看犹太人中信主的有多少万，并且多为律法热心的。他们为谁热心？是为了律法，为了那个传统来热心。
The people are being zealous for the law.
所以他们热心的对象错了，他们是为了律法，为了他们的传统来热心。
The target of their zealous is wrong because they're zealous for the old tradition.
那这个也会产生很多的逼迫。
This will cause persecution.
那第三个呢？就是别有用心的热心呢、啊，有另外一个目的啊，有另外一个动机。
The second, the third part is to be zealous for an ulterior motive.
那请看加拉太书。
Turn to Galatians.
第四章。
Chapter four.
第四章十七节。
Verse 17.
17节
Verse 17.
那些人热心待你们，却不是好意，要离间你们。那离间呢？这个中文说原文啊，说把你们关在外面啊， 要离间你们，叫你们热心待他们。
Those people are zealous to win you over, but for no good. What they want is to alienate you from us, so that you may be zealous for them.
啊，那十八节。
Verse 18.
在善事上啊，常用热心待人，原是好的，但不单我与你们同在的时候才这样啊。十九节。
Verse 19.
我晓得啊，我为你们在受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里。那这里呀，当然有些人表面上看起来非常热心的。
On the outward appearance, it seems that people are being zealous.
那他们接待信徒哦。
They show hospitality to members.
你看接待信徒啊，让他们住在家里。
They invite them in and let them stay.
还要煮饭给他们吃，供应三餐。
They provide meals for the guest.
啊，可能还要带他们去迪士尼乐园玩一玩呢。
They even take them to Disneyland.
啊，坐车去 LA 啊，参观参观。
And they drive them to LA for a tour.
你看是不是很热心呢、啊、
？It seems that they're very zealous.
很热心啊。但是呢，圣经说啊，他们不是怀好意的哦。
But the Bible did tell us that they have an ulterior motive.
啊，他们是要离间，就把你们关在外面。
They want to alienate you from other people.
因为他们是怕你们啊，跟这些啊保罗他们在一起啊。
They do not want them to be with Paul.
他们要把你们形成一个派别。
They want them to separate themselves as another group.
啊，你们就是属我们这边的了。
So then you belong to us.
那为了拉拢你们，我就不使你们这些人与保罗他们在一起。
In order to win them over, so that they will not be with Paul's group.
啊，因为我反对保罗，我跟保罗不合啊。
Because they go against Paul and they do not get along with Paul.
那当然，我就要拉人站在我这一边呢、啊。
They want people to be on their side.
那时候就对他们很好。
So they show kindness and being zealous to them.
所以圣经说啊，款待人啊，本来是好的了。
The Bible tells us to show hospitality is a good thing.
但是不能够有两样的砝码。
But you cannot have ulterior motive.
要公平对待。
You have to be show fair and justice to everyone.
客要一味的款待啊，要一味。
You only have to be
那一味很多人啊说会错意啊，说要请客的话才能够一道菜，原来一味嘛，说要一味款待，不能够两味啊，你两道菜就太多了。
It means to be treat everyone in one way.
这个有一位是 one meal, one dish, 不能够有两个 dishes.
To serve people with one dish.
这个一位就是说一样的原则，一样的方法，就是大家公平。
Your principle is to be fair to everyone.
所以假设太热心，有这种动机的话，那就不好。
If you are overzealous and have an ulterior motive, this is not good.
所以有的人是不是我们热心，是不是真正是为主是为着我们弟兄姐妹来热心。
Are we truly zealous for our brother and sister? Is it for God?
那彼得的岳母啊，他也生病了。
Peter's mother-in-law was sick.
那当大家知道彼得是谁啊
？And most people know who Peter is.
彼得是主耶稣的第一班的门徒，很亲近的使徒啊。
He's the first batch of the disciple of the Lord Jesus, and he's very close to him.
这个是很特别的，因为很少人呢亲自亲眼看过主耶稣。
This is very special because not many people have a chance to witness what the Lord Jesus has done.
甚至于保罗他自己也没有见过主耶稣本人呢。
Even Paul did not see
肉体
Jesus in flesh.
也是没有的。
He did not see
但是彼得他是第一班的门徒。
But Peter is the first batch of disciples.
他的岳母呢也生病了。
And his mother-in-law was sick.
相信彼得这个家庭也是主所爱的。
The family of Peter was well loved by Christ.
他也生病了。
She was sick.
那主子所爱的拉撒路啊，他也病了。
And the well-beloved person Lazarus was also sick.
不但是生病了，还病得快要死了。
To the point that he almost died.
所以主所爱的人也会生病呢。
The well-beloved people of the Lord Jesus can also be sick.
主所爱的人也会碰到困难的。
The people that well-loved by Christ.Also face difficulties.
也会碰到患难呢。
They also face trials and persecution.
因为患难本身啊，就是生活的一部分。
Trials is part and parcel of life.
我们请看《传道书》。
Turn to Ecclesiastes.
传道书七章十四节。
Chapter 7.
传道书七章第十四节。
Verse 14。
传道书七章十四节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 14。
欲亨通的日子，你们当喜乐；遭患难的日子，你当思想。因为神使这两样并列，为的是要叫人查不出身后有什么事来。
When times are good, be happy. When times are bad, consider. God has made the one as well as the other. Therefore, a man cannot discover anything about his future.
所以我们人生啊，就是这两样在交叉着。
In a man's life, there's these two components that intertwine.
有的时候亨通，有些时候呢，就患难。
They'll be good and they'll be bad.
但是在哪个时间点，我们不知道。
But we don't know when.It's when,
但是我们一定知道这两样一定会来的。
But we know these two will come to us.
所以人在患难的时候，要不要一直太悲观呢、啊、
？When times are bad, do not be too negative.
因为它一定有一个时间的。
Because there'll be a time period.
可能是一两年呢、啊。
It could be one or two years.
但是这个过去就亨通就来了。
When these are past, when these moments have passed, good times will begin.
在亨通的日子。
When
怎么办呢
？When times are good，
也不要一直中热了，也不要一直太享受啊。
Do not be indulging in enjoyment。
也是为着患难日子来准备的。
To be prepared for when times are bad。
所以人家说乐极怎么样啊？生悲啊。你快乐到极点，有的时候不好会生悲的，因为这个两样啊，亨通跟患难是会并列，有时候会交叉。
That's a constant reminder that do not be too happy when times are too good because the bad times will come.
那这两样并列才是完美的人生呢。
When these two go hand in hand, this is the it's a part of life.
所以主要是一直亨通，一辈子都亨通。
When the times are too good,
那他人生也没有什么意义啊。
There's no meaning in life.
我们看这个英国哈，白金汉宫里面的主人啊，那些王子哇，他们。一生出来就是咬着金汤匙出来的。
And when we look at the United Kingdom in the Buckingham Palace, all these people are born with silver spoon.
他们可能不知道什么叫做扫帚，什么叫做吸尘器。
They don't know what the cleaning supplies are.
好像以前呢、啊，这个皇帝啊，他自己跑去迦南玩呢、啊。迦南啊，以前的皇，秦的皇帝啊，下江南。
When the emperor went to the land of迦南
离开他的王宫、啊、到乡村去访问。
Oh, he left his palace and went to visit the villages.
那他看到有人在扫地、啊、
He saw people were sweeping the floor.
他很好奇、啊、
He was very curious.
他说你这个是什么
？He asked,
"What is this?" 那个叫扫把。
What is this tool you're using? He does not know it's a broom.
因为他没有扫过地、啊、
He has never swept in his life.
所以他就不知道那个叫做扫把。
He does not know that's called a broom.
他还不知道那些仆人的辛苦。
He does not know the suffering of a servant.
So, because he 本来就是一出生以后就是一直过着享受的日子。
From the day he came out, he lived a very prestigious life.
这样子，人生不是很完美的。
But this is not complete in terms of a human life.
要两样并列，要两样才叫完美啊。
It has to be go hand in hand with the good and the bad.
前几天呢、啊，在台湾有个弟兄啊，他传个简讯给我。
There's a brother from Taiwan who sent me an email a few days ago.
我跟他一起分享啊。
I was sharing with him.
他说生活可能不是他说的，不知道他也去哪里抄来的。
It could be it could not be coming from him.
大家抄来抄去嘛哈。
He could be.
所以我也念给你们听啊，也不是我自己的。
He could be extracting from something else.
他说生活有苦有甜啊，才叫完整。
He said, "Life is sweet and bitter, and that is a true way of living."
那爱情有闹啊，有吵闹的闹啊，有闹有和才叫情趣，才有趣呀。
For relationship, if you have times of arguments and times of sweetness, times to reconcile, then there's more meaning in life.
那心情啊，有悲有喜哈。有悲有喜才叫体会。
In your mood, there will be sadness and there will be joy, then you can truly experience.
因为你才能够体会别人的悲伤啊。
Then you can be more empathy to other people.
那日子有阴有晴才叫自然啊。
And days could be good and bad, and that is more natural.
你看我们这么早说晴天，我们很想说啊， 怎么不一两天下雨啊，把那个 Houston 的雨啊带一些来也好啊。
When we look at the sunny days, we wish it would rain just like the rain in Houston can come over.
所以我们这个地方没有下雨，我们是觉得怪怪，这个叫做不完美啊，因为大家都要等着下雨啊。
And when this place does not rain, we felt very strange because we're all waiting for the rain.
好，所以日子要有阴有晴才叫自然啊。
So for a day, it has to be raining days and sunny days, then it will be complete.
那联系啊，时有时无，怎么联系？然后 connection, make contact 啊。要联系啊，你们要联络啊。
For communication and connection, you have to be
时有时无哈，那才叫珍贵。
You have to be constant because then it will be precious.
因为偶尔打电话来，会感激啊，谢谢你打电话来。可是天天打的，你问反正又是你，哎呀，不要讲太多啊，讲一分钟就好了。
Because once in a while, if you hear from somebody, it makes it more precious rather than the person would call every day.
哎，所以真的哈，我们是生活有苦有甜才叫做完整的。
For a life, it has to be sweet and bitter, then it will be complete.
啊，就像圣经里面所谈的一样。
Just like what it was written in the Bible.
啊，所以彼得岳母她也生病了。
So, Peter's mother-in-law was also sick.
啊，以前我还住在费城的时候。
When I was still staying in Philadelphia.
啊，我们隔壁啊有个太太啊，也不是很老，那个时候她大概。65岁左右的。
Our neighbors, there was a woman, and she was around 80 years old.
那她的先生啊，65.
Oh, she was around 65 years old.
那她的先生啊，很 handyman 啊，经常割草嘛，做这个旁边的庭院。
Her husband was a handyman. He would lawn the mow and cut the grass.
啊，有一阵子她先生啊，突然不见了。
One day he disappeared.
那我们就问他的太太。他太太说他先生已经过世了。
We asked her, and she said he had passed away.
然后我太太就特别再找个时间去想要安慰他。
My wife wanted to find time to go console her.
然后她说这个没什么，这个是死亡啊，是人生的一部分呐。
She said it is okay because death is a part of life.
啊，所以她认为是人生一部分，因此她就能够接受啊。
She acknowledged that this.To die is part of life, and she could accept it.
那可能很多人都不能接受啊。
Many people cannot accept this.
但是我们了解，这是人生的一部分。
But we have to come to terms that this is part of life.
所以彼得的岳母啊，说是神所喜爱的人，但是也会生病的。
So even though Peter's mother-in-law was somebody dearly loved by the Lord, she was still sick.
那我们刚刚所看到的经文啊，有人为他来求主耶稣啊。
We saw from the previous passage that someone asked Jesus to help her.
那所以我们早上提过这个代祷也是一个很重要的功课。
And we have mentioned in the morning that to intercede is a very important lesson.
那有一个刚受洗的姐妹哈。
That was a sister that just newly baptized.
那她那本来是从另外一个教会过来的。
She come from another church.
她本来不相信。真耶稣教是唯一得救教会的。
She did not believe the True Jesus Church was the only church that's being saved.
因为她一听到这个真耶稣教的真就很反弹。
She gets very agitated when she hear the word true.
啊，要是听到说什么唯一得救，那其他的人都不能够得救，哇，她更生气。
When she heard that the only true church that's able to be saved, she even got more angry.
啊，但是她也来查考就是了。
But she would come and study.
后来查考明白了，她都接受洗礼。
And when she fully understood, she accept the baptism.
啊，但是还没有领受圣灵。
But she has yet to receive the Holy Spirit.
因为她很羡慕这些煮饭的同工所以她也要求教会这个帮她安排煮饭。
She's very interested in the cooking. That is in church, so she wanted the church to arrange for her to help out in the cooking team.
啊，那一次啊，中午在煮饭的时候，煮完饭以后，因为早上聚完会以后，马上接着宗教教育的祷告会。
So after cooking that morning, there's a RE prayer that happened in the afternoon.
那他也跟这些学生一起祷告。
So she came in into the chapel and prayed with the other religious education students.
那他说他那一次就是为着这些学生祷告。
At that time, she prayed for the students.
啊，没有为自己祷告啊。
She did not pray for herself.
啊，就是为了这些小朋友祷告。
She prayed for the RE children.
结果就在那一次，她领受所应许的圣灵。
And it was that moment she received the precious Holy Spirit.
啊，当我在分享这个见证以后啊。
And when I was sharing this testimony,
那有些姐妹说，哎，我以前得圣灵也是一样啊，我也不是在刻意求，我是帮助别人祷告，这个当中就得到圣灵。
And some people could relate to that, that I also did the same thing. I was praying for other people in a spiritual convocation. I wasn't praying for myself.
所以帮助别人祷告，自己反而会得到福气。
To pray for other people, in return, you will receive more blessing.
所以中国话也有一句话说，助人为快乐之本呢。
There's a saying in Chinese which is to grant happiness and joy to other people.
怎么能够得到幸福?
How to attain being blessed?
就是一定要付出啊。
That is, you have to contribute. You have to give your best.
啊，一定要为别人付出。
You have to help people.
啊，最好的方法就是为别人祷告。
The most effective way is to intercede for others.
不然有些事情啊，不是钱啊，不是物质能够解决的。
There are things that cannot be solved by money.
那就是主耶稣他才有办法来解决很多的困难。
Only the Lord Jesus has the way to solve the problems.
那再来我们谈啊，主医治啊，彼得岳母的热病。
We talk about how the Lord Jesus cure and heal.Peter, mother-in-law.
那我们看这个三处的经文哈。
We see these three gospels.
我们看到主耶稣的动作。
We saw the actions the Lord Jesus did.
啊，他站在彼得岳母的旁边。
He stood next to her.
然后摸她的手。
And touch her hand.
然后拉她的手。
And pull her hand.
啊，然后扶她起来。
And help her up.
啊，最后是斥责热病。
And then he rebuked the fever.
这是一个医治啊，很好的图案。
This is a diagram of how the curing process began.
啊，我不知道我们在座有没有人啊，会很会画啊。
I don't know.
会画。
Anyone could draw.
就是把这个图案啊，画成一个图。
If you can illustrate this process.
那一定是很感人的。
It is very touching.
我们看主站在他的旁边呢。
And the Lord stood next to her.
啊，今啊，就随时准备要帮助她。
That he was right there to help her anytime.
啊，当然，假若有过这种生病啊住院的人的体验哈。
For those who has been hospitalized before.
那这些人当时躺在病床上。
When they're lying on the hospital bed.
那他们一定很希望啊，医生啊常站在他旁边呢。
They wish that the doctors would be next to them.
啊、你看医生啊，护士站在旁边，那个人就很放心了、啊。
When the doctors and nurse are next to the person being sick, they felt more rest assured.
啊，假如说临时出了什么差错的话
，If there's any emergency,
那你看医生啊，护士已经在旁边了，能够帮助。
The doctors and nurse are right there, and they can help.
能够解决这些难题。
They can overcome any problems.
这就放心了、
啊。They felt more rest assured.
我们看当时保罗哈、啊，他去申诉的时候，像这个。皇帝申诉的时候
，When Paul went to Tarsus to plead with the Roman emperor，
那他说当时啊没有人在他身边
，He said no one was around him。
那只有站在他旁边的主啊在帮助他
，But only Lord that was next to him。
啊，没有人站在旁边，只有主在他旁边。
No one was next to him except the Lord。
所以就让他觉得很放心呢。
That's when he felt safe and rest assured。
同时让他能够。宽恕那些人、啊、不在他身边的人的那一些人的，也不是说过分了、啊，大概他也没有责备他们了、
啊。So he felt like he can, he doesn't have the harbor the feelings of rebuking the people around him.
因为他觉得主站在他的旁边就够了。
Because he felt all he needs is the Lord that's standing next to him.
所以主耶稣站在彼得岳母的旁边。
And the Lord Jesus stand next to Peter, mother-in-law.
啊，有的人看异象啊，看到他生病的时候，主站在他旁边，那他就觉得很安慰的。
Some people saw visions of the Lord next to them, and they felt very comforted.
那主耶稣要触摸彼得岳母的手。
The Lord Jesus wanted to touch the mother-in-law's Peter's mother-in-law's hand.
哎，这个是很特别的。
This is very special.
因为我们的神呢、哦，我们的主耶稣是很特别、很 personal， 很 很个别化的神。
The Lord Jesus is a very a God that's very personal.
因为他可以站在我们的旁边。
He can stand next to us.
他可以触摸我们的手。
He can touch our hand.
他甚至可以触摸到我们的心灵。
He can even touch into our inner hearts.
哦，他可以进到我们内心呢。
He can come into our hearts.
来安慰我们。
To comfort us.
所以他是很 personal， 他是很这种独特的。
He's very he's a very personable person.
我们请看以赛亚书。
Turn to Isaiah.
以赛亚书四十章。
40, chapter 40.
四十章十一节
，verse 11。
以赛亚书四十章十一节
，Isaiah chapter 40 verse 11。
十一节
，verse 11。
他必像牧人牧养自己的羊群，用膀臂聚集羊羔，抱在怀中，慢慢的引导那些奴养小羊的。
He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lamb in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young.
啊，这里提到牧羊啊，牧羊人跟羊之间的关系。
This is a records a relationship between a shepherd and his flock.
那我们从这里可以看到是很个人、很特别的哈。
It is very personal and it's very special.
因为呢，是还把羊羔抱在怀中啊。
He carries them close to his heart.
抱在怀中，我看这个先生，我看怎么样抱太太呀？大概是妈妈抱孩子有了。
It's very rare the husband would carry their young, but a mother tend to carry the young.、
可能只是结婚那天啊，有抱了，因为为了要照相哈、啊，所以可能有抱。先生是抱太太了，为了要照相。
The only time that the husband
为了要照相
，the husband would carry
要照相，这个要。永久这个留作纪念嘛。
The only time a husband will actually carry the wife is the time when they take wedding photos.
啊，但其他时间，你看抱在怀中啊。
But other times.
那妈妈在抱孩子，抱在怀中。
The mother carry her baby close to her heart.
所以那种感觉是很亲近，这个全世界没有一样东西比这个更接近他的心灵。
It is very close and very intimate because this is the closest feeling of any human being.
所以有人说孩子经常在听着妈妈心脏跳。
They say that a child would cause a lot of a heartbeat to the mom.
你看接近到那种程度啊。
Because it's so close.
要神把我们抱到他怀中啊。
The Lord carries us close to His heart.
让我们能够听到神的声音。
We can hear
His 心脏跳的声音。
We can hear His heartbeat and His voice.
让我们能够体会神的心意。
We can understand and fully know his heart.
这种关系是很特别的。
This is a very special relationship.
又慢慢的引导，慢慢引导这个奴羊小羊的。
He gently leads those that have young.
因为这些母羊啊，刚生孩子。
When these sheep has just given birth.
还在奴羊的阶段。
They're still weaning.
主要他的生命是很脆弱的。
Their life are very fragile.
那小羊的生命也是很脆弱的。
Young sheep is very fragile.
所以就慢慢的引导那些母羊刚生孩子的羊妈妈。
He led all the young sheep that has just given birth.
你看这个神啊，是多么的体贴人类的。
The Lord Jesus truly empathizes human beings.
啊，所以我们不要催逼，对别人不要催逼得太急。
We shouldn't.
不要 push 太急。
Oh, we should not push other people.
因为我们经常说快呀、啊，快呀、啊，赶快呀、啊。
We tend to push people to a faster pace.
妈妈也在说，妈妈赶快煮饭，我肚子饿了，快呀、啊，要快呀、
啊。We tend to rush our mother to cook for us because we're hungry.
先生在催着太太赶快呀、
啊。Husband likes to hurry their wife to be faster.
但是神说慢慢来啊，神说慢慢来。
Lord says, slow down.
也就做一些年纪大的，我们要跟他们说，慢慢来，不要急。
We told that we, especially for those who are older in age, we tell them to take a slower pace.
所以对这些比较软弱的，也要告诉他们说，慢慢来，没关系，慢慢来。
For those who are young or weak, we tell them to slow down.
神啊，是很体贴一位神啊。
The Lord truly understands and empathizes us.
所以他对岳彼得的岳母也是一样。
It is the same when he treats Peter's mother-in-law.
哦，他触摸她的手，让她感觉很温暖。
He touched her hand so that she can feel the warmth.
啊，他拉着她的手。
She held her hand up.
而且还能够扶她起来。
And help her up.
我说我们不只是说一个言语的啊，你要热心啊，你不只是这样子而已啊。
It's not just verbally.
我们要实际上陪他站起来的。
But in actions, he helped her up.
有些时候对一些信徒啊，很感动啊。
Sometimes I'm very touched by some members.
因为他们一直陪着这些软弱弟兄姐妹一起成长。
Because they grow together with those who are weak.
陪他们读圣经，陪他们祷告。
They accompany them to read the Bible and to pray.
因为现在大家的时间都是很宝贵的。
Most people's time are precious.
很少人愿意花那么多时间呢给一个人呢。
Most of us do not want to spend so much time with other people.
尤其不是自己的亲人呢。
Especially when they're not are related to us.
但是为了让他能够站立得稳。
But in order for the person to grow and stand,
必须要陪他。
We have to walk with them.
按照他的脚步，按照他的步伐，按照他能力所及的哈。我们要陪他一起走过来呀。
According to his pace, according to his understanding, we have to slowly guide and walk with them.
这个不容易，这个一定要很有忍耐的心呢。
This is not easy and need a lot of patience.
啊，我做过见证啊，我以前啊前几天到了巴结圣保罗协助圣工的时候。
I was assisting the church work in San Paulo.
啊，吃过晚饭以后。
After dinner.
有位老弟兄啊，他啊要求我。陪他出去散步啊。
There was a senior brother who requested that I take a walk with him.
那刚开始走了几步啊，我因为我比较年轻啊，走得比较快。
And after a few walks, after a few steps, I walked because I was younger, I walked faster.
那我回头一看，哇，他走得太慢了呢。
I turned back and he was too slow.
哇，两个相差很远。
And there was a distance between us.
我的良心啊，就告诉我自己啊。
And my conscience tell me.
我不能够走太快。
I should not walk so fast.
我一定要陪他走。
I have to walk with him.
所以我就放慢脚步，就站那里等着他，然后就跟他一起走。
So I slowed down my pace and I waited for him so that we can walk together.
但是他走得很慢呐。
But he walked really slow.
虽然慢到我是快受不了。
Too slow that it was hard.
但是没办法，老人家一定要陪他走了。
But I have no choice because I have to walk at his pace.
万一他跌倒怎么办
？What if he tripped？
所以我们不能够吹逼我们母亲的，我们爸爸那个年纪大的，赶快走啊，快啦，妈妈来不及的啦，爸爸来不及的。
So we should not rush our parents when they're advanced in age to walk as fast as us.
你看，神也是慢慢的引导我们呐。
The Lord slowly guide us as well.
神体贴我们软弱啊。
Because He empathizes our weakness.
所以我们要体贴其他的人呢。
We have to show empathy to other people.
啊，不要吹逼的太厉害。
Do not rush them.
吹逼他厉害的话，他会跑的。
That they will run.
跑掉了。
They will run away.
然后呢，主要说斥责那个热病。
When the Lord Jesus rebuked the fever.
啊，你有没有感觉很好奇啊？主要说什么斥责热病
？Why we will be curious to know why the Lord rebuked the fever.
啊，我们可能斥责那个人啊。代替热病啊，我们可能斥责人，不是斥责热病啊。
We tend to rebuke the person and not the fever.
啊，起来嘛！你是怎么样？你吃了什么东西啊？是吃坏肚子的发烧了，还是怎么样？还是你穿的太少了，还是冷气吹太多了
？We tend to project what we feel to the person that he might not be wearing enough or he ate something wrong.
我们可能啊，就要斥责人，不是斥责热病。
We tend to rebuke the person who's sick, not the fever itself.
我们主的圣灵很温柔啊。
The Lord Jesus is very gentle.
所以圣灵才说你们啊，主就说你们要学我的温柔谦卑。
Lord Jesus say, learn from my gentleness and humbleness.
那所谓温柔啊，就是让人家觉得好办事，让他觉得很舒服啊。
To be gentle means you can get things done, and people, it makes people feel more comfortable.
因为只要是言语很 harsh， 言语很尖锐的话，让人听起来很不好受的。
But if your words are harsh, people might not feel comfortable with it.
所以这个都是要学习的功夫啊。
And this is something we have to learn.
有的讲话也不要讲得太快。
When we speak, we should not speak too fast.
啊，这个是我要学习的。
This is something I need to learn.
因为讲话快的话，让人听起来很不舒服。
When you talk too fast, sometimes people are not able to feel comfortable.
所以我看一本书啊，他说我们光是在接电话就是一个很大的学问呐。
When I read a book, when you answer phone calls, you need to learn this.
我们只要接电话，一样是 hello 哈。
And when we pick up the call, we said hello.
假如是比较急促的 ，hello hello hello， 哇，那个人家听起来，哎，你有什么急事？那能不能以后再谈呢？好像你很急啊，那没有时间跟我说话。
Because if we say in a fast pace, it feels like we're rushing and we don't have time to hear.
但是我们只要接通说 hello， 哦，那听起来就不一样，哎。很温馨啊，那就好，那我说慢慢谈，放松心情。
But if you have a gentle voice and you said hello at a slower pace, you tend to make people feel more comfortable.
所以你看，我们语气啊，就是快跟慢啊之间，这个让人家感觉是不一样。
So the way we speak, whether fast or slow, gives people a different feeling, a different type of feeling.
我们看神对于以利亚哈的造就，神对于以利亚在那个最软弱的时候，他跑到山上躲起来的那一段。神怎么对待他？
We see how the Lord treated Elijah when he was at his lowest point and he was hiding in the cave. How did the Lord treat him?
神没有大声说话。
The Lord did not use a loud voice.
神是轻轻的说，轻轻的说。
The Lord speak gently and softly.
说你躲在那里是在做什么？你在那里做什么
？Why are you hiding? What are you doing?
啊，他可以很大声，好像雷声这样说啊。
The Lord could have used thunder voice.
啊，但是他没有。
But he did not.
他一点责备声都没有。
He did not even use any tone of being of rebuking.
他只是告诉以利亚一个新的任务。
He only entrusted Elijah a new mission.
一个新的努力的方向而已。
A new way of being able to strive for himself.
一点的责备声都没有。
He did not use a tone of rebuking.
这让我们很受感动啊。
And this is something that touched us.
我们神，我们主耶稣啊，就是这样的一位啊。
Our Lord Jesus is such a person.
但是那个热病啊，斥责。
But he rebuked the fever.
所以他是斥责热病。
He only rebuked the illness.
结果热病啊，他就退了。
And it went away.
所以就斥责那个罪的本身呢。
He's rebuking the sin itself.
那好了以后，他就起来了，服侍众人。
And after she was healed, she got up and served the people.
这个是主耶稣访问这个家庭的最终目的啊。
This is the whole objective of the Lord Jesus visiting this family.
就是能够好了以后能够起来服侍众人。
That once they recover, they can get up and serve other people.
所以主耶稣啊，对彼得哈，这个他彼得，主耶稣一言哈，这个彼得还会三次不认主啊。
And when Peter denied Christ three times,
那主耶稣怎么告诉彼得
？What did the Lord said to Peter？
他说：“你回头以后要兼顾你的弟兄啊。”
You have to, when you return, you have to solidify your brethren's faith.
所以我们看彼得啊，跟随主耶稣跟随三年多啊。
Peter had followed Christ for 3 years.
他应该是要认识主最深的一个人啊。
He should be supposedly the person who knows Lord the deepest.
怎么在这个主耶稣最困难的时候还离弃他呢
？And why is it that when the Lord needed him the most, Peter left him?
一般来说是最需要安慰的时候，怎么就跑了呢
？That was the time that the Lord Jesus needed his comfort, but Peter ran away.
真是让人很伤心哦！哈。
This is something that's so very sad.
但是主耶稣怎么对他说
？But what did the Lord Jesus said to Peter?
说我已经为你祷告了。
I have already prayed for you.
让你不至于迷失啊。
That you will not be lost.
但是你回头又要兼顾你的弟兄。
That when you return and repent, you can strengthen your brethren's faith.
说我们要认识这个事实啊。
We have to understand this fact.
说每一个人在一辈子当中啊，有一个时间点一定会觉得很软弱的。
Everyone at a certain point will be at the lowest.
没有一个人一辈子都很刚强。
No one will be strong forever.
他在软弱的时候，可能他没有表现出来。
Maybe at his lowest point of weakness, he did not show.
事实上，这是很正常的。
This is very normal.
连彼得他三次不认主啊。
Even Peter would deny Christ three times.
啊，这是一个大事情啊。
This is a big, huge matter.
但是主耶稣说，你回头以后。
But the Lord Jesus said, after you realize and repent.
主耶稣相信他会回头的。
The Lord Jesus know that Peter is going to return.
主耶稣也能够使他回头。
And he will able him to repent.
所以一样的，主耶稣能够使那个软弱的弟兄姐妹回头。
In the same way, the Lord Jesus will enable the brother or sister to return and repent.
那回头以后，他就能够坚固弟兄姐妹。
Because after that, when they return, they will strengthen the other members' faith.
把他以前失败的经验呢告诉大家。
They were able to share what they have failed to other people.
所以很多吸毒的人哈，很多从监狱头出来的人，再回到监狱里面去布道啊。
many drug addicts that would go back to the prison after their discharge to evangelize.
那只有这些人呢？这些人最有资格进到监狱里头去布道。
Only they are qualified to go into prison to evangelize.
因为他们被关过。
Because they have been jailed.
他们有吸毒过。
They have taken drugs before.
他们有赌博过。
They have gambled before.
他们知道这些滋味是什么。
They know what how it tastes like.
但是他们现在回头了。
But they have repent.
他们再回到以前他们所在的地方监狱去布道。
They have returned to the place, to evangelize.
所以我们对这些软弱的人，第一个要接纳。
The first thing we show to these people at their lowest point
is to accept them. 不要老是记得以前他的过去。
Is to accept and receive them, and do not keep remembering what they have done in the past.
他现在改变了。
They have changed.
主耶稣帮他改变了。
Lord Jesus helped this person to transform.
主耶稣都可以接纳他，为什么不能够接纳他？
If the Lord Jesus are able to accept them, why can't we?
只要他回来的话。
As long as they're willing to return.
只要我们证明主接纳他的。
As long as we confirm the Lord has received them.
那我们应该要接纳他。
We ought to receive them as well.
那对于这个软弱的人呢？
To those who are weak.
那他应该体认到。这是神给我的一个机会。
They have to understand that this is the opportunity that the Lord has given to
them. 我要回去兼顾那些软弱弟兄，一样跟我一样有软弱过的弟兄姐妹。
I have to return and strengthen those who have once been weak before, just like me.
所以这个是主要是医治我们病的原因呢。
This is the reason why the Lord Jesus healed our illness.
就是让我们在有能力来服侍大家。
So that we have the strength to serve others.
主耶稣啊，访问的彼得这个家庭。
The Lord Jesus visited this family of Peter.
那我们看访问啊，实际上是很重要的。
We know that visitation is very important.
啊，当然我们今天有些时候大家比较客气啊，说啊，不要到我家来访问呢。
Many people are very modest, and they said, "Do not come to my house."
但是我们看看访问所带来的果效是很明显的。
We can see the how effective it is to visit someone's home.
那主耶稣带着恩典而去啊。
The Lord Jesus carried His blessing with Him.
那一样的，假如教会有安排访问的话，我们要接受。
If the church arranged visitation, we have to accept.
我们相信他们是带着神的祝福而来的。
We have to realize these people who come to visit has brought God's blessing.
带着神的医治啊而来的。
They had brought God's healing with them.
可能医治我们受创伤的心灵。
They could heal the wound that we experience in our hearts.
要带来安慰，要带来盼望。
They have brought comfort and hope.
还是要带来喜乐。
They have brought joy.
所以我们一定要接受了。
So we have to accept them.
啊，主要是访问这个彼得的家庭。
The Lord Jesus visited this family.
啊，结果呢，就使他的岳母啊的热病得到医治。
So at the end, the mother-in-law's illness was healed.
所使得他的岳母也有机会来服侍众人。
And she had this opportunity to serve other people.
那大家也接纳他。
So everyone received her.
所以我们从这里头也学到主耶稣这样服侍的精神。
From here, we study the servitude of the Lord Jesus.
我们再来唱诗。
Sing hymn.
82首。
82.
因为82首的中英文是不一样的歌词。
The lyrics of English and Chinese hymns are different.
所以假如说能够唱英文的话，就尽量唱英文哈。
If you can sing English, I'll be best.
英文是说我为你祷告。
Because the English version said, "I am praying for you."
这一首很感人的。
This is a very touching hymn.
那为你，这个你是谁呢？
For you, who is this you?
第一个，他是我们旁边的弟兄姐妹。
They are people around us.
所以你就暗中说 ，I am praying for you. 哈，这 I am praying for you. You 就是隔壁的那位姐妹，还是那位弟兄啊？
So I am praying for you.
你也是指着我啊。
Is the brother and sister next to
you? I am praying for Pastor Ye. I am praying for you.
And you also refer to Pastor Ye.
好，我们来唱82首。
Let's sing hymn 82.